Next case, please.
Correct.
Yeah, and if I wanted to do later on down the road, I'd come back and put it in.
That's correct, because there are different standards for static and non-static, so we just got to make sure at the onset we cover that.
And it doesn't mean that you have to wait, because the area grows and things happen and change, and if you want to do that before then, you're welcome to do that.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
All right, sir. Next case, please.
The next case is number 11,951. Sharon Bruner is seeking a variance from the separation requirement between units, section 115-172G7 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Lucky Lane, approximately 719 feet southeast of Indian Landing. 911 address is 26601 Lucky Lane, Millsboro. Zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 25, parcel 31, unit 19249. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 1.6 variance from a 20-foot required separation distance between units. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
I know, guys. I am the one you've been looking for all evening. I'm the last one.
I'm glad you specified, because I was hoping it wouldn't be the one, the trouble one.
Oh, no. Well, I'm not.
You know what I'm saying?
I do now. I couldn't understand what you're saying. Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. Uniqueness of property. All the lots in Massey's are slightly angled properties, and my house is square to the lot while others are not, specifically the house to the right of mine, which is and it's an older mobile home park, and the lots are fairly narrow. They're 55 feet wide. Cannot otherwise be developed. The new house is a standard size house. It's smaller than the old home was, and it would be very costly to relocate. In fact, I would not be financially able to move this place afoot. Not created by the applicant. The old house had no insulation. It was over 30 years old. And now that I have to live here full time, it wasn't feasible for me to stay there in the winter time. I couldn't heat it. The stairway has been there for years and years. And I'm actually 23 feet from the neighbor's house, but because the stairway is considered larger than a normal stairway into their place, mm-hmm. then it's considered part of the structure, and that's why we have the issue. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Actually, it's improved with the new home. There have been no complaints from my neighbors, and the distance is actually less than the old structures were from the house, from the neighbor's houses. Minimum variance. The house has been set on the footers. It's above the floodplain. It's passed all the other requirements, and I just want to leave it where it sits. And actually, from where the front corner of my house is, as opposed to the back corner of that set of steps, it's actually 19 feet, so it's 1 foot, 1 foot off.
1.6.
That's where they've got it measured, but you see how the neighbor's house kind of dips toward mine?
Mm-hmm.
So from the corners, it's exactly 19 feet. It's a little
I gotcha.
Closer. Further out.
Right. Mr. Mills, do you have any?
No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Questions.
Mr. Rickard?
No questions.
I have no questions. Mr. Shepard?
Any discussion with your neighbor about it?
Yes, he has no problem at all. No.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Excuse me. Then hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay.
Hi. I'm Catherine Pichulis. I live in 26601 Lucky Lane, Millsboro, Delaware. I'm also a resident of the location. And
do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Now you can get up here and testify.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that we went through this long process, and it's just been one thing after another.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very grateful to be heard tonight, because it's been a very long thing with getting all of the permits and everything and the new laws and regulations. We completely understand that.
Okay.
So, but I just wanted to say that it's in pretty dire, or it's in need, you know, and it's actually improving the development. Okay. Our neighbors are all for it. They're actually storing our stuff for us at some point.
Oh, that's good.
So that's all I want to say.
I'm waiting. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Dang, going.
Yeah. Holy cow. Quick, already quick, quick.
Good thing you stayed seated.
Yeah. Let me have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve this case. I uniqueness that, you know, the trailer, the mobile home's already set, and I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, the applicant didn't lay out the park and not created by the applicant. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the central character of the neighborhood. I think it's a minimum afford relief. I make a motion that we approve the case.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,951. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. For the previous reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,951 is approved.
It's not over yet.
Oh, no.
What? Mr. Sharp, explain.
Mr. Well, Sharp, go ahead.
There's, we'll write a decision, and there's a right to an appeal.
So,
subject to findings being approved and no appeal.
30 days.
30 days from the finding of facts. People can appeal it, but we just, okay. Just letting you know. Yeah, I mean, anybody for whatever reason could appeal it, but it's not likely, not usually likely. It's happened, but just wanted to.
Usually, it happens if somebody shows up and against an application.
Here.
That's good. That's good. Best of luck. Mr. Chairman, if there's no other business, I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'd second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Motion carried. Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.